Now to our Campus Pride National Voice in Action Spotlight Series. You know, coming out in an athletic program in college or even in the professional sports world is still very challenging for many. But our guest tonight is out, and she's doing a lot of work to make it easier for college athletes to be themselves while competing on a sports team. Anna Ogunes is a former NCAA track and cross-country athlete for the University of Pennsylvania, and she's joining us tonight from the East Coast via Skype. Anna, welcome to Outbeat Youth.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me, Greg.
Well, it's great to have you on. And let's start out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience in high school and college as an athlete who happens to be bisexual.
Sure. So I came out when I was a junior in high school. I was 16 years old and brought my girlfriend to prom. It was definitely a difficult, but I think rewarding experience coming out at that age in a school where really no one was out. And I, you know, slowly came out to family and friends. But the one place I wasn't comfortable being completely out about dating a girl at the time was my track team. I couldn't really say why that space didn't feel safe to me. Still, you know, I'm sort of grappling with, you know, why I wasn't out on my team then. But I knew that I wanted to run track in college, and I knew that I wanted to be out by the time I got to college everywhere on my team as well. So I chose the University of Pennsylvania because when I went on my recruiting visit, it felt like a place where I could really be out and that I would have allies. And so when I got to Penn, I actually started dating someone new pretty quickly that I got there, and it made it, I think, easier having a girlfriend soon into college to come out, starting slowly with a couple of allies on the team that I really trusted. And, you know, I had a really positive experience with my team. But, you know, the work that we do with Go Athletes, the LGBT student organization, is there because I don't think that everyone has had this positive experience. I think for everyone, you know, for the one person that was out, there are many, many more that are closeted and continue to be closeted or quit their teams.
Sure. So where did you go to high school? What state?
So I'm from Pennsylvania, okay. Pennsylvania native, Philly suburbs. It's called Bucks County. I went to a Central Bucks West High School.
And what was the environment like there?
You know, everyone was really, you know, I didn't really run into any overt harassment or anything like that, because I think I had a really strong group of allies. So I really had a lot of allies, and people were nice to me. I think they were a little shocked and surprised, but no overt, you know, negative behavior toward me. But it was also, you know, a lack of people, I think, that were actually out. So I think I was sort of always, I was very excited for college because it was going to be in a city, and I knew that there was a strong LGBT community at the University of Pennsylvania. So I was very excited to, you know, have some more diversity at college.
Okay, so that was an important point that you just made about knowing that there was a visible LGBT community. Did you do that as part of your research and where you were going to go to college?
I definitely knew that I wanted to go to a college that had a inclusive environment. And I definitely did my research, but I also did my research because I knew that I wanted to be on the track team. And when I went on my recruiting visits, I definitely looked for signs if the team culture was one that seemed inclusive and tolerant and supportive, even if no one was out, if it was a space where I could be out. And when I went on my recruiting trips to Penn, I definitely found some people who, you know, talked about having gay friends, and just it all the signs pointed to that it would be a safe place for me to come out.
Right. So how did you tell your friends and your teammates, and how did that all go?
So when I came out to my teammates in college, I started with a very wonderful friend of mine named Kelly. And Kelly and I were, you know, she was the one I was closest to as a freshman coming on the team. We had a lot in common, and I felt safe talking to her. I actually did it over Instant Message back when people used AOL Instant Messenger. And, you know, I was just telling her. And I brought it up. I think having dating someone sort of makes it a little bit easier in some respects, because you can say, you know, I'm dating so-and-so, and you don't necessarily have to declare your sexual orientation, because a lot of people, you know, don't want a label or aren't sure of their label yet. And, you know, me being bisexual, I often get put into the category of lesbian. So for me, I prefer, you know, if I'm dating someone, it makes it easier to say, you know, I'm dating Cynthia. This is just who I'm with, and I'm with a girl, and it's not necessarily so much this larger declaration of this is my identity for life.
Talk about some of the differences that you've seen in the experience of men versus women in college athletic programs.
And I think a really important thing to acknowledge that I've talked to many, many people about, and people have shared with me their experience as well, is that, you know, sports essentially is divided by, you know, the gender binary of men in one category and women in another category. And I think that what people don't realize is that sex, how much sexism plays into so much of this. You know, when a guy who's getting yelled at by a trainer or coach is called, you know, a sissy, or is called the F word, or is, you know, made a derogatory comment, it's not necessarily saying it's because he's gay, sexual orientation. It's because he's weak. It's because he's, you know, feminine. And I think that, you know, sexism and the way that that plays itself out sometimes, I think, makes it harder for men in some respects to be out. On the other hand, I think homophobia affects women's teams in different ways. There's the stereotypes of women who play sports as lesbians or manly. And I think that that also really negatively impacts straight athletes who are, say, women who want to play sports, but they don't want to be perceived as, you know, a lesbian or, you know, made fun of or something like that. So I think that what the larger conversation too is how homophobia and sexism really impacts straight people too. And that's, it makes it so it's an unsafe environment where people can't feel free to be themselves regardless of their sexual orientation or their gender identity. You know, if someone doesn't feel comfortable as their gender at birth, it's also a difficult thing in the sports world when it's so male-female, and that's the, you know, deciding factor in essentially your professional sport career.
Right. Give us a sense of how college and university organizations view LGBT athletes as opposed to peers on the team. Are organizations truly supportive of LGBT athletes, or do you think there's a little bit of lip service going on?
What type of organizations do you mean?
Well, the college or university establishment itself. Penn State, for example. Do you think that the administration, the organization at Penn State, would be as supportive of LGBT athletes and their programs as the peers on the team?
I think that, you know, a lot of people have discussed sort of the I think what plays into a lot of difficulties now, but a lot of exciting things at the same time is, and people talk about this all the time in terms of gay marriage, is the generational divide. So GO athletes is LGBT student athletes representing ourselves, or former LGBT athletes and allies. And, you know, it's been shown that younger generations are really ready to be out, and not only ready to be out, but ready to talk about it. And I think that there's an old paradigm that, you know, athletic departments and coaching staff, and it's sort of that don't ask, don't tell mentality, except for, you know, sort of in the sports world where you don't really talk about it. You know, if someone's, you might think that they're gay, you know, you don't talk about it because I think there's a notion that it would somewhat disrupt team culture. And I think what coaches and athletic departments and administrations don't realize is that more and more people are coming out at earlier ages, and athletes are ready to be out. And I think the past few years with the LGBT movement really taking off, and this LGBT sports movement also sort of taking off more so with it, people more and more are ready to be out. And I think that there's a divide in terms of maybe institutional ideas about how to deal with these policies and sort of what the student athletes are ready for. And I think that it's slowly starting to meet somewhere in the middle, where I think athletic departments and administrations are realizing it's in their best interest to really name and promote safe spaces. But I think it takes a little bit longer, I think, to reach the athletic department before it reaches, you know, the general college campus. And I think that that's what's so important about the work that we're trying to do.
Yeah. I think you're right. And it seems like all of a sudden there is a flurry of attention from the professional sports world. This last month there was a professional boxer who's currently boxing who came out.
Right, Orlando Cruz.
Cruz. What influence do you think this professional sports world is going to have on college athletics as hopefully more professional athletes come out?
I definitely think that we need more role models. And I think that there's now a really big push to get professional athletes to come out and be out. And you can see that definitely by the campaigns and, you know, people doing It Gets Better videos. There's been movements and organizations starting up really trying to promote out professional athletes. And, you know, I remember when I was in high school, part of the reason why I think I was so afraid to come out to my teammates was that I had never heard of a professional lesbian, let alone bisexual female athlete. You know, I never heard of anyone who had done that. So kids, young people, we all need other people to look to. And there have been pioneers that have come before us that have tried to do this work, have tried to encourage people to go out, but you know, it's very difficult. Former NFL player Wade Davis has made it a point to, you know, really publicly come out after his career. But, you know, to have someone come out now, I think it's starting. But, you know, in, say, football or baseball and basketball would be really huge for the movement. And we have some great allies right now. We have great allies on the professional sports teams that are, you know, standing up and saying that they're ready to be allies and that they would be fine with having an out player. But I think it says something about the culture of sports that we're still waiting. I think that it's going to come soon. I'm optimistic, but, you know, we're still waiting for more professional athletes to be out.
Right. So tell us about this organization you formed, Out Sports.
Oh, so the organization, it was formerly known as Our Group, and it was actually formed before I started working with them in 2008 by current student athletes, and they sort of realized, you know, there's no network. There's no way that we can connect with each other. I believe that they all met at a Creating Change conference, and they realized this need, and so they started Our Group in 2008. I was currently at Penn, and I was working with a group called PATH, which stands for Penn Athletes and Allies Tackling Homophobia, and that was formed in 2003 by a good friend of mine, Paul Farber, who was actually on the track team, but ended up quitting because he didn't think he could be out on his team. And that's why the organization started. It was actually the first student LGBT athlete task force in the nation. Outsports.com did a thing on it when Paul started the organization. So I was doing work on my college campus. And when I graduated, the members of this network invited me to join. And, you know, we've been working together for a couple years. We've been going out, doing panels, hosting events, doing speaking, but more so as individuals. And I think that we've rebranded ourselves, and now our new name, we just relaunched literally 2 months ago, is called Go Athletes, which stands for Generation Out Athletes, because we've really feel the need to represent ourselves, and that, you know, now is the time for many generations, that future generations, to be out. It's time to go. So that's sort of what our new name and logo symbolize, is this sort of shift in the movement and how younger generations are really ready to be out.
Great. Give us a sense of how large the organization is. You have a website, obviously.
We have a website. It's www.goathletes.org. It talks about, you know, a more in-depth description of our history, what we do, who we are. You know, so our network is, you know, growing each day. We try and get stories. And basically, you know, our mission is to empower others to be out, and also to educate allies.
And if you missed that website, we'll have it on our own website at outbeatyouth.com. Anna, thanks so much for spending your Sunday night with us and sharing your story and all the great work you're doing.
Well, thanks so much, Greg.